Welcome to the Diligent Minds Podcast. I'm your host, Dorian Jones. I make personal development easy so that you can achieve your goals, do all the things you put your mind to, give you motivation, and so much more. It's time for you to step up, do the work, and become the best version of yourself. Let's go ahead, dive right into the show. What's going on, Diligent Minds community? I want to welcome you all, old and new, to a new episode of the Diligent Minds Podcast. I want to say thank you for choosing me out of all the options that you had. And don't forget to leave a rating and review if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. It helps me grow the show, and I truly appreciate it. But we back in another week. This week, I have spring break, so I can catch up on a few things. I can just take time to decompress a little bit. I do have to catch up on my reading for psychology because I kind of fell behind with that. And I want to make sure that I grasp a lot of the concepts that I was skimming through. And I want to write down detailed notes, so I will be catching up on that. Right now, the plants need a little bit of care because they've been neglected. But it's also been like dormant season, so we're coming out of that. So the plants are ready to thrive again. So I got to fertilize them, make sure I prune them, water them, and all that stuff. So I will be doing that this week and just locking in, creating more content for Instagram, YouTube. Everything will just get back to normal. So once school does come back, I'll have a clean slate and I'll just be ready to roll. Other than that, there's nothing too much going on with myself. Just been building a business, the back end of it. So creating an email list. Speaking of that, if you haven't joined it, go ahead and hit the link down below. New emails out every week to just encourage you, push you, and just give you that little motivation to help you get through whatever you're going through in life, whether it's a day, whether it's a moment in your life. I always had different things to help you, to help guide you. That's what I'm all about. New YouTube video will be up this week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button on that. That link is down below as well. And we continuously accept the new coaching clients, helping you hit your goals, get over your habits, get over your past traumas, all of these things we work on just to help you develop into that person you want to become, to achieve the things that you kind of been failing or achieve the things you've been putting your mind to, but you fail to take the action, you fail to remain consistent. So we help you develop yourself into that person that can remain consistent and make sure that you hit those goals, not just hit your goals, but have lifelong learning and growth, because that's what it's all about. So check out the links down below and find out more about that. I've opened up my calendar a lot more so I can take in more calls. And it's a free 30-minute call. I raised it from 15 minutes just to have more time to get to know you all, because I know that sometimes you just want to talk and you want to ask me questions and there's things that you want to share. So I don't want you to feel rushed. So it is more time. So hit the link down below to find out more and schedule your call today. Getting into today's episode, we're talking about overthinking. Because sometimes that overthinking can paralyze us. We all do it from time to time. We thinking about something that's past, something in the future, something going on right now, or anything that makes us feel uncomfortable. We overthink and we amplify the problems that we're dealing with. We overthink and we create scenarios in our head. And we create this reality that doesn't really exist. And overthinking paralyzes us from moving. It paralyzes us from moving forward in our life in any aspect, whether that be mental, emotional, physical. It paralyzes you. You over there thinking about something, so you're not taking the action. You over there thinking about it, so you overanalyze and thinking that something is what it really not. So this overthinking, you must learn to let it go a little bit, or at least minimize it, because we're going to overthink as humans. We're emotional beings, so we're going to think. We're going to have these things within ourselves that's going to give us a spark. And sometimes it may be true, and other times it may not. But every single time, either way, you need to let it go. If you're someone who overthinks a lot, I want you to live in the moment. Just focus on the right now. What's going on in your life right now? How can you make this moment a great moment? How can you make this current moment memorable? How can you be present in the present tense? If you're thinking about right now, there's no way that you're going to overthink about the future, overthink about things from your past. Don't put too much energy into what has passed or what hasn't happened yet. And that's where most of our thoughts come from. We're thinking about, we have this deadline coming up. We have to make it. Let me figure out how I'm going to make that happen. So you're overthinking it. You're not trusting yourself. You're not trusting that you can do it. So you panicking a little bit. We panic at times because we feel like we want everything to go smooth. We don't want to have any issues. We like the path of less resistance. If it's some resistance there, then we like, all right, we're a little nervous. Our nervous system starts shaking up a little bit. And I want to tell you just to live in the moment. Live in the moment and focus on how can you make today better so that your future is much better? And how can you make this moment more enjoyable? How can you enjoy this moment without the stress and the pressure you're putting on yourself? By thinking about what's to come, what has passed, what you think may happen in the future. Don't overthink that. Just live right now. And the second thing I want you to do is remember this. If it will not matter in 5 years, do not spend more than 5 minutes thinking about it. Don't allow it to take up too much real estate in your mind. We have issues and conflicts with people, and it make us mad. We get high. We out there like, man, you know what? They got me messed up. They over here thinking they gonna talk to me that type of way. They think they gonna treat me like this. I'm not the one. That's not for me. And then we continue to carry that emotion. We continue to carry that negativity. And then we overanalyze and then we overthink and saying what we should have did or what we gonna do when we see them or what we gonna do when we had these conversations with people or these situations. You need to let your emotions go when you're dealing with these things. Majority of the issues we're dealing with right now will not matter in 5 years. Think about something that you went through 5 years ago. You probably don't even remember that event. So why continue to carry the ones that's happening right now much longer than they need to be carried? Because it's going to throw you off. It's going to throw you off your track. You over here mad, frustrated, stressed out about something while they out there living their life. That situation not worried about you, but you over here worried about it. Nah, just give it a few minutes. Let it pass through your system. Take in those emotions. Let out your frustrations. That's cool. We all got to do that. We all have to let that steam off. I'm not telling you not to. But don't let it off for too long. Don't carry that shit with you 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, even a day later. Nah, let it go. What are you carrying it for? What is it going to do for you? How is it going to benefit you? It's going to do more negative than it does positive. Because we begin to get too invested into minor things. One thing that I realize is that when we overthink things, especially when it's dealing with other people, we tend to have this idea that people will do things that we'll do. But you must remember, people don't have morals anymore. People don't have respect. People don't even have common sense anymore. So we can't expect them to react the way that we would. We can't expect them to treat us the way that we treat them, even though it's the right thing to do. People don't have those characters anymore. People don't just stand on business. They don't just stand on their word anymore. Their word means nothing. So don't allow their lack of actions, their lack of understanding to distract you too much. If you're dealing with a problem right now, you're overthinking it. Just relax and let it go. I want to help you with that. We're going to take a moment and just breathe right now. Just breathe in all that frustration, all that stress. If you're not driving right now, if you can, take a moment with me and just close your eyes. Just sit there and relax your shoulders, relax your mind. And we're going to take a deep breath and breathe in right now. We're going to breathe in all the positivity, everything we want to invite into our life. And then we're going to exhale all the frustrations and stress. All right, let's go. And make sure you relax. Just let that stuff go because it doesn't matter for you. If you need to do it again, go ahead, take in that deep breath and breathe out. Exhale all that frustration and stress because that will not serve you going further. That won't serve you at the next chapter of your life. If it's somebody or something that's frustrating you that much, you must close the chapter on it. Close the chapter. Like I tell you all the time, you're the author of your life story. You decide who's going with you, what situations are going with you, what habits are going with you, what mindsets are going with you to this next stage. And if you're overthinking it, you're carrying it with you, you're carrying that 5 minute issue with you for 2 months, 3 months, or even a week, and let that go. It's not going with you to the next stage of your life. That just told you like, hey, I got to close the chapter. I got to close this door on this person and I must let it go because you overthinking it is taking over your emotions a little bit too much. And we don't need that. As we levitating, we elevating ourselves into that greater purpose, into that next stage of our life, that next chapter. We need to let everything go that doesn't serve us and going to help us add that helium to our balloon to carry us up because they just being an anchor right now. They just hold you down. So let them go. One lesson that I learned in life was I can't control everybody. I can't control every situation. I can't control the outcome of every situation. Yes, there's certain things that I can control, but the things that I can't, I have to let it go. I need to focus on what's in my control. And if I can't control it, I'm not going to let it worry me because I'll be thinking about it a lot. I'll be overthinking it because I'm like, damn, how can I change it? When in reality, it's not up to me to change. So why would I try and change somebody else or a certain situation or event when I'm not the one to control it? Only thing that I can control is how I respond to it, how it affects me. Those are the only things I can control. These are the things within me. I learned to let it go and just let it run its course. And I'm talking to you right now. If you focused on what's not in your control, You must let it go. You can't let it worry you too much. If it's somebody else's issue, even if you feel bad for them, you feel like, damn, I can't help them, or I wish they wasn't going through it. You got to send them positive vibes, send them prayers, and just wish them like the best of luck on their journey. And just try to encourage them. If it's somebody you care about, if it's somebody you know will pour into you as well, go ahead and give them that encouragement. Give them the things that you wish you had in that situation. But you also remember that you can't control what's outside of you. You can't control how the next person will respond. You can't give them your mindsets. You can't give them the way that you'll do it. Or even if you see the situation, be like, you know what? Why are you tripping like that? That's not that big. You're not that person. Don't allow yourself to focus on too much of what's out of your control. You must let it go and let it run its course. Let them figure it out. They'll get to it. The thing you need to do is look at yourself. What things are triggering you that you can't control your response to? What people are frustrating you that you can't cut out of your life? What people are you holding on to that's just been holding you back a little bit? Whether it be the conversations you have, whether it's the things they want to do and you're no longer interested. Focus on the things you can let go out of your life. The things you can say, I'm going to change this in my life. That's what I want to ask you to focus on. Right now, I want you to think about your most often thoughts, the ones that you have the most. Whether you're thinking about life, family, finances, whatever your most common thoughts are they really worth the energy? And I like to say this, though, when you think about something a little bit too much, if it's something that you don't desire in your life, you're going to continue to have it repeat in your life because you continuously giving it energy. You're continuously giving it thought. So you're thinking about it. So when you over here saying your affirmations, you saying your gratitude list, and when you stop doing these things, when you go back into your reality, your day-to-day life, and you begin to overthink and start thinking about all the things that were conflicting with what you just said. You said, I want to invite love into my life. I want to invite positive energy. I want to invite financial freedom. All of these things. But then you saying things that are conflicting with that. You saying people don't love me, or I don't want love. I don't love anybody, or whatever's negative or opposite of what you're trying to affirm. You're confusing the universe. You're confusing God or whoever it is you praying to, believing in. You're confusing them because you say you want this thing, but you continuously lingering on to the past. You thinking about what's past you or what you don't want. Why are you not focusing on what you want, what you want to achieve in your life? When we invite things into our life, I want to ask you to align your actions and your mind and your energy with those things you're asking for. It's easier said than done, yes, because reality kicks in when we sometimes write these things down because we're thinking about our future. We're thinking about what's to come. We're being more hopeful. We're being positive. We like, nah, it's going to happen. But then right now, your reality just kind of don't match it. Your reality don't seem aligned with where you want to go. Remember that there's always things happening in the background. So when you ask these things, just align them with what you want. Align them with the actions that you're taking, the things you're telling yourself. It all makes sense in the end. Are the things that you're worried about right now even worth worrying about? And if you're overthinking, just step away, go out into nature, go out and do something physical, whether it's an activity that you used to do when you were younger, whether it's something that you want to get back into, a sport, you go out there and start running, just going out in nature, just going out around trees, water, just the natural elements. It's going to just do something to your soul. It's going to do something to make you feel good, getting that fresh air, getting outside of yourself. When you're playing a sport or you're doing something that requires a lot of your attention, it's hard for your mind to think about the negatives and overthink while you're being focused on something that requires like 100% of your attention. So if you're someone who overthinking or you find yourself doing it often, just take a moment away from your norm. Just go out there and do something a little bit different. Go out there and play a sport. Go shoot around. Go work out. Whatever it is that's going to distract you, whatever it is going to require 100% of your attention, go ahead and do that. Because overthinking does not serve you. It's not going to help you in any type of way. It's going to cause more problems than it does good. So I want you to stop overthinking. You got this. Everything's going to work itself out. It may not seem like it at the moment. It may be frustrating. It may be so uncomfortable. But remember, you must do the work now to make sure that these events do not repeat themselves. You can't speak on these things all the time and expect them to not repeat themselves. If you continuously speaking on it, remember that it's going to continue to come into your life. It's going to continue to invite itself like, oh, okay, cool. You cracking the door for me again? I'm here. What's up? I'm right here. Like, what's the deal? What's going on? So stop doing that. Don't speak on it. Don't invite it. Don't give it any energy. Don't give it any attention. It's there to distract you. We don't want those distractions. We want to stay focused. So stop overthinking and don't allow that overthinking to overpower your mind. You got this. Just lock in. I'm telling you, y'all heard you. Y'all that heard my story. Y'all know how frustrating I was in the past. Y'all know the things that I've been through. I won't go through my story right now, but another time I'll make an episode about that for the new listeners. But right now it's about you. It's about you locking in and not allowing overthinking to overpower you and take over your current moment. Take over your things that you're excited for, excited to bring into your life. You got this. So that wraps it up for today's episode. I want to say thank you all for joining me for another episode of the Diligent Minds podcast. Don't forget to check out all the links down below. Join the email list, get the book, the planner, sign up for the coaching program, or just schedule your free call on me. And reach out to me on IG, introduce yourself, let me know you came from the podcast. I will follow you back and all that good stuff. I look forward to hearing from you all. Don't forget to leave that rating and review on Apple Podcasts. You hear the outro rolling, and you know what that means. Everybody is greatest within, even you.